want to talk to you about Eidech Nem Bisuri. Shochet Shehed Alav Eidechad Sheshochat Shalom Kahogen Vumakhisho. So this is in Yoredeya Siman Aleph Sifu Dalet. So there's Hakoshi here between the Shochet and Eidechad. Says the Mechaber Eidechad Vakosh Alav Klumu. So we don't believe the Eid, but rather we believe the Shochet. Ha'Eid Atzmo, he testified that the Shkita was not Kahogen. Mutar Lechol Mutar Lahava. Because he's not allowed to eat from this Shkita, because Shavya Nafshi Chatikha Bisura. But from now on, he's allowed to eat from any future Shkita of that Shochet. And that depends upon halachas of tshuva. I think we mentioned it last week that if you hold that shavya nafshi is midin neder, this is not a neder because it all depends on whether he does tshuva that we discussed last week. But I want to discuss with you the tapas. Eidechad ba'akosh alav klumhu b'marik hatam lazeh. The kol makum shemina torah leidechad arekan shnayim kedisa beperek beis deksubis. So in many different sugyas in Shas, the Gemara says that when the Torah believes one aid, he's believed as two aidim. Vachinami hemina torah la shochet sheyaneman kishnayim. So that we upgrade the status of the eidechad, in this case the shochet, to two aidim. And now we apply the principle of Eidechad Bakosh Alav Klum, which means that the aid cannot be Machish to aid. That's the Ma'arik. He says the following, that the Marshal says, in the first perek of Chulin, Anika Safti Kidiria Ritva, the Marshal accepts the Ritva against the Ma'arik, the Dafka Be'edus Isha. So if you have an Eidechad who testifies Meis Bailech, Amrinon Sharei Kishnayim. I will be Shari Surim Havi Kechad Bechad Legabi Chad Makhosha Ubehema Bechaya Becheskes Isra Medes V'alkein Behema Zusha Heid Ha'ed Olel Asur Lekol Yisrael Ad Kam Lashon Behem Posuk Marichami. So the Bach accepts the Marshal based on the Ritva against the Marik. So let's just summarize. The Marik, who is accepted La Halacha by the Shulchan Aruch, holds that since the Torah believed Eidechad Bisurim and the Shochet is believed to say that he shechted properly, therefore, he's neman kishnayim, kol mokum shemina torah leidechad arei kishnayim, and therefore, when the second aid comes in to testify that shochet shalo kahogen is ein dvar shal echad b'mokum shnayim klum, it's one against two. That's the shita samarik. However, the Marshal quotes the Ritva, and the Ritva says in Aisha Rab and Yivamos that we only apply the principle of eidechad neman kishnayim in the case of Eidus Isha. But Peshari Surim Havi Kechat, he's considered to one. And now there's a kosh of one aid against one aid, and therefore we can't eat from the Shechita, and the Bosser is also to call Yisrael. So this is a very fundamental machlokas with far-reaching implications as to whether or not we apply kol mokum shemina torah eidechad arei kan shnayim in Isurim. The Ritva holds that it only applies to Eidus Isha, and it doesn't apply in Isurim. But what's the machlokas between the Marik and the Ritva? Let's start with the Marik. The Marik understands that when the Torah believes eidechad, so that means the Torah has total reliance on the Eidechad. He's not like one aid. One aid would not necessarily have that nemanus. But the Torah says that in Isurim one aid has nemanus. So So Marik makes that next step, and he says, well, if the Torah gives them monasteidecha, then why not apply the principle of Harei Kishnayim? The Ritva would argue, well, in Isurim we don't need Kishnayim. In Isurim the Torah trusted one aid. When do you say Harei Uneman Kishnayim? When you have a requirement of two Eidu, and the Torah says we rely on one aid, then the Eid Echad is believed like Shnayim. But when the Torah says you only need one aid, then why do you say he's Neman Kishnayim? Maybe we can take this a step further. How do we understand this din of Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Leid Echad Arei Kishnayim? According to, let's start with the Ritva. The Ritva would say that Arei Kishnayim means that we accept the Eid Echad as Eidus. So for example, in the Dovashe Be'erva, to be Matir Neshis Ish, based on testimony that a husband died, for that the Torah says, Ein Dovashe Be'erva Pachos Mishnayim, so we need two Eidim. If the Torah says that in Nisa Sabal we can believe one Eid, then the Torah must be saying that we believe in B'Torah's Eidus, even though Eidus really requires two Eidim, but here in this particular case, in any similar cases where the Torah would require two Eidim, then the Torah is accepting this aid as an midin edus. And if it's midin edus, he's never kishnayim.
But it's only true for Isha or true for anything?
Whenever the Torah would require two aid, like for example, we'll have a case later on in Dine Nefashos, where the Torah again says that we need two aidim, and yet in one case the Torah relies on one aid. So in Darash Be'erv, I'll give you a few examples in Darash Be'erv. We have this case of Nisus Haval.
Didn't we just say specifically by Ishas? By Isha? Did you say by
Yeshua
or you said that all cases?
Who's he?
The Ritva.
Oh, the Ritva is saying the following, that since we have an Eidus Isha Adavisha Be'erva and the Torah requires two Eidim, then we're going to apply the principle if the Torah relies on Eid.
Why is it only by Isha? Why
is
not by all cases of Eidus?
No, I'm saying the Ritva is saying that whenever the Torah, one example is an Erva. Whenever the Torah requires two Eidim, and yet the Torah will believe someone who testifies alone, then it must be that he's an aid. And if he's an aid, we have to jack him up to the status of aidus, because the Torah requires aidus.
So it's not only limited to aidus.
Right, I'll give you three examples. Let's say, for example, we have something called Egla Rufa. So what happens in Egla Rufa is that the Torah wants to know if we can identify the Horeg. If we can't identify the Horeg, then we have to go through the whole ritual of Arifasa Egla. What happens if one aid testifies that so-and-so murdered this slain body? So the Torah says we can rely on one aid, and therefore there's no Egla Rufa. So the Torah says that Arehu Kishnayim, says the Ritva, why is Arehu Kishnayim? Because since he's testifying on a Ritzicha, and the Torah normally requires two Eidim to testify in a Ritzicha, so we're going to say Arehu Neman Kishna. Let's take the case of Sota. Right, as Sota, we don't know if she had a relationship with this person, right? She has Stira with him. If one Eid comes and says Nitma'a, so he's believed, says the Ritva, he's believed Kishnayim. Why? Because to testify in a woman that she had this Eishasish relationship, it's a Davisha Be'erva. So too in the case of Mises Abal, to be Matir and Isha because her husband died, is a Darusha Be'erva. And a Darusha Be'erva, the Torah requires two Eidim. So whenever the Torah says that for this Eidus, we're going to rely on the testimony of one Eid, it means he has the status of two Eidim. Why? Because the Torah required two Eidim. Masha'in Kain says the Ritva in Isurim, when the Torah never required two Eidim, so there's no point to making him into two Eidim. The Torah relied on the nemanis of a person, and he's believed, but he's believed as one aid. And the Torah says, all you need is one aid. The Torah never required two aid. So the Ritva says that there's no justification to apply the principle of Harehu Kishnayim in the case of Isurim. Masha'enke, wherever the Torah requires two aid, like a Dovah Shabbat, giving you one example, the Torah requires two aid, and if the Torah says we can rely on one aid, then we're going to say he's never Kishnayim. So So when one aid comes into Beis Din, the mitzvah is going to ask the following question: are we accepting this aid b'tars edus, or is it a separate nemanus that the Torah gives him nemanus? If the Torah is giving him nemanus, then he's not kishnayim. Again, in Isurim, we don't need kishnayim. The Torah never required aidus plus. So all you need is nemanus. Masha Enke, when the Torah requires aidus, there we say Harei Kishnayim. That's the Ritva Shita.
So if you're the Ritva and Isurim, let's say I have an aid versus an aid.
So in the case of according to the Ritva, if I have one aid versus another aid, I throw them both out. It's aid after Bakhosha. I don't know who to believe, this aid or the other aid. Says the Taz, the Ritva would argue against the Machaber. The Machaber is passing like the Marik. The Marik is willing to say that Harei Kishnayim applies even in Isurim. We'll try to understand the Marik. But the Ritva would disagree with this psak of the Machaber. So you have one aid, let's say the Shochet is saying that it was a good shchit, it was valid, and the other aid is saying it was a bad shchit, the Shlok Hogan. I'm left with one aid against one aid. I was Allah and Kalmakum Shabin and Torah laid after the Rekin Shnayim, Ein Makum Shalayrech of Makum Shnayim. The answer is the Torah never said that in Isurim we're going to take the Eid Echon and we're going to make him Kishnayim. Because the Torah relied on Emunus and didn't require Avis. I'll try to develop this idea a little better with Rebbe Kivegan in just a minute. Comes along Marik. Marik says the following: you're right. Eidach and Emunusurin is not Avis. We're not Makabal in the Torah's Avis. But the Torah says that when a Shochet says that he shechted properly, we believe the Shochet. Says the Marik, if the Torah is saying we believe the Shochet, it means that he has special Emunus. We'll call it biyado, let's say. I mean, we have to analyze exactly what that special nemanus is. But since he's testifying in his own shchita, so the Torah says we have to believe him on his own shchita. Like a woman who says, tahorani, right, I went to mikvah. So the Torah says we believe him. Comes along the Marik, and he says, well, although it's not edus, we're not makabel the edech of the Torah's edus, it's only nemanus, but the Torah gave a certain special status. Like for example, the Gemara says in Yevamos you have a concept called Rov Deos. Right? So in certain cases where you don't have Edus, we'll go Basa Rov. So we'll start counting how many people testify in this way and how many people are on the other side of the Edus, and we'll go Basa Rov. So the Marik is going to say that when the Torah says we can rely on the Shochet to testify that his Shechita was a Shechita Kshera, what the Torah is saying is that he has the status of Rov Deos. So that if somebody argues with him, is Achiram Lahatos. That's what he means by Neman Kishnayim. The Marik is not saying that Neman Kishnayim means that we're Makabal the Eidecha B'Torah's Eidus. Eidecha could never be Eidus. You can never accept the aid as Eidus. The Torah says that we give them modest aid effort. But how much power and how much weight do we give to that aid effort? The answer is, we give him a rove. It's kind of like a lock of rove. So now when the second aid comes in, he says, no, he didn't check properly. Since it's a lock of rove here, we believe the rove. According to the Torah, since we cannot accept the aid effort as Eidus, and you're left with Nemanus, so the Torah says he has Nemanus, and why can't the second aid have Nemanus? So we have Akrasha. Whereas the Marik understood that no, even if I'm not Makabal the aid of the Torah's Eidus, but nevertheless the Torah's Deos, in other words, in terms of how much evidence we have, the Torah says gives special credibility for whatever reason, let's call it Biyodo, to the Shochet who says that I shechted properly. And once you've upgraded him to a certain level of nemanus, that we give him special power and authority, then we have one aid who comes into the makashim, so it's like one against two. And if it's one against two, then we believe the two, and we don't believe the one.
Is it only in this case? Is the marak only if the nemanus was the other? As if he got chaticha, we don't know if it's chelev or shaman. One aid said, I know it's shaman. Another aid comes along and says it's chelev. Then the Marik would agree?
Yeah, then the Marik would say, look, it's all a matter of eid echad and bisurin. We have no reason to believe one aid over the other. Then the Marik would say, he's not nemer kishnayim. Here he's never kishnai because the Torah said we rely on something that's beyond. Whenever you're in charge of this isur,
and the other person doesn't have that.
So. Correct. Right. So if I come along and I say I made a bedikas chametz on this house. Correct? So it was biyado, I can make the bedika. So the Torah says, believe me to say I made the bedika. That level of credibility of nemanus is given to the person who's in charge of this isur. Now he has the status of rov deos. If somebody else comes in, we're going to rely on him as if it was a rov. But here Rabosai, at this point, we have to introduce some machlokas between the Rambam and the Rav. Do you mind just if I could put this down over here? Okay. The Rambam and the Raivin are in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Tes Halacha Yudal. And the Machlokas is between the Rambam and the Raivin in the case of Egla Rufa. So what happens in the case of Egla Rufa? One aide comes in and testifies that I saw the Horeg. So the Rambam says we believe the aid. Says the Rambam, "Bamedvar mamurim." Only if he's an aid kosher. But an aid posel is not believed because for ritzicha we need two aidim, and an aid posel cannot be believed. The writer disagrees and he says, "No. If the Torah accepted the testimony of one aid in the case of Hariga, then." Whenever the Torah accepts the avos of one aid, it doesn't matter whether the aid is kosher or posel. So perhaps the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivin is the same identical machlokes as the Marik and the Ritva. The Ritva says the only time we say Kol Makom Shemin Torah Li'edach Arik and Shnayim is only B'Torah's avos. If we can accept that Eidech of B'Torah's avos. Right, that's the sheet of the Ritva. And the Rambam says, well, wait a minute. You want to be Makabel Eid Echad B'Torah's Eidus, then you need an Eid Kosher. When can you consider Kabbalah Sa'Eidus as if it was Eidus, and then jack it up to the level of Shnayim? That's only if he's an Eid Kosher. Whereas the Raivin understood that Kol Makom Shemina L'Torah Eid Echad Reken Shnayim is Midin Rov Deos. And therefore, if the Torah says that we can believe not only the Eid Kosher, but even the Eid Posel, so we believe the Eid Posel as a Rove. And once you've given that status of a Rove, and it doesn't matter whether it's an Eid Kosher or an Eid Posel, because again, we're not being Makabel the Eid B'Torah's Eidus, then Kol Makom Shemina Torah Leid Echad Arei Kan Shnayim, the Hamina L'Torah Leid Echad Kishnayim is not Midin Eidus. The Torah says that we can rely on the testimony of one Eid. And if you can rely on the testimony of one aid, both according to the Marik and now according to the Raivin, we can accept that aid as if the aid gives us a rov, it's rov deos, and the Mela is Kol Makom Shemina Torah Leid Echad Arei Kan Shnayim. The Rambam, on the other hand, understood that in order to apply the principle of Kol Makom Shemina Torah Leid Echad, you need a Kabbalah Seidus. And you can only have a Kabbalah Seidus if the aid is an aid kosher. If the aid is an aid posel, then we cannot be Makabal the aid the Torah Seidus. So if the Torah requires aidus, then we cannot accept the aid posel. And that makes sense according to the Ritva, because the Ritva is saying that Kol Makom Shemina Torah Lo is only where the Torah required aidus, and then we can be Makabal the aid the Torah's aidus. Mashenkin Isurim says to Ritva, the Torah doesn't require Eidus. So there's no din of Kabbalah Seid Echad B'Torah's Eidus. So why are you going to tell me Arei Kan Shnayim? The only answer is that Arei Kan Shnayim would make sense if you don't require Eidus, and that's the Shita of Marik. So the Marik is going to say that Echad Meman Kishnayim is not Midin Eidus, even though we're not Makabal in B'Torah's Eidus. Haraya Neid Echad Mem Bisurim, we're not being Makabal in B'Torah's Eidus. The Raivin is also learning that Arei Kan Shnayim is not B'Torah's Eidus because he's applying it to an Eid Posel. So you see that both the Raivin and the Marik are saying that this halach of Arei Kan Shnayim has nothing to do with Eidus. We're not being Makabal the Eid B'Torah's Eidus. In Isurim, we're not being Makabal the B'Torah's Eidus. It's only Nemanus. And in the case of Hariga and Egla Rufa, we're not being Makabal and Bitaris Avis. We're being Makabal Bitaris Rov Deos, as we said before. No, if it's Bitaris Rov Deos, then it could apply in Isurim, that's the Marik, and it apply even with an apostle is the Ravid. Mashenkin, according to the Ritva, the Ritva is saying that the Harekan Shnayim is because we're Makabal the Eid Bitaris Avis. Hence, it has no application to Erech Nebbi Surah, where the Torah doesn't require Eidus. And it has no application, says the Rav, to the case of an Eid Apostle, because he can't be Makabal an Eid Apostle, the Torah says this. So we have now two Nafkaminas. Here's the Chakira. What does it mean, Harekan Shnayim? Does it mean Harekan Shnayim because the Erech was believed the Torah's Eidus, or is it Harekan Shnayim because the Torah says we believe the Erechot, and once we believe the Erechot, we'll give them the same status as two Eidus, not the Torah's Eidus, but because of a very strong Rov Deos. And now we have two Nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is whether Harekan Shnayim could apply in Isurim. If I hold that Harekan Shnayim means because the Torah requires Eidus, and now the Torah says believe this Eid as if he were two Eidus, and that's going to be the Ritva's approach, then it has no application to Erech and then Bisurin. Because in Erech and then Bisurin, we're not being Makabal the Eid, Bitaris Eidus. And Nafkamina number two is Harekan Shnayim could only apply if it's an Eid Kasha. So you need two conditions. According to the Ritva, condition number one is that you need a case where the Torah requires Eidus. For example, a Dovah Sheba'erev. If it's a Dovah Sheba'erev, for example, Misabal, we accept one Eid Bitaris Eidus because the Torah requires Eidus to exclusion of Eid Echnem Bisurah. Now we understand the Ravid. The Ravid saying that if we apply the principle of Reikan Shnayim, it means that. I'm sorry. Now we have the Rambam Shita, I meant to say, I'm sorry. According to Rambam Shita, if we're accepting the Eid Echad Bitaris Eidus, then he has to be what? An Eid Kasher. If it's an Eid Kasher, we can be Makabal Bitaris Eidus, and now we can jack him up, upgrade him to the status of two Eidus. So that, number one, you would not apply a Reikan Shnayim to Isurim because then the Torah didn't require Eidus. And number two, you would not apply Harekan Shnayim in the case of an Eid Apostle. So hence we have the Ritva and we have the Rav. On the other side, we have a different understanding of a Reikan Shnayim. Reikan Shnayim means when the Torah gives credibility to someone, then the Torah is giving him the credibility as if he were to aid them. And that has nothing to do with Kabbalah's Eidus. Wherever the Torah says that on this particular Eidus we believe so and so, for whatever reason it might be, then believing him means he establishes the facts on the ground. And therefore, even in Eid Echad Bisurim, the Torah says we can rely on the Shochet to tell me it's a Shechita Kshera. And therefore, we're going to give him the status of two Eidim, not because he's an Eid, but simply because he creates a kind of a robe that the Torah says we can rely on. And that's the Marik. And the Ravid just applies it one step further. And the Ravid says it doesn't matter whether he's an Eid Kasher or he's an Eid Pasuk, because we're not being Makabal in the Torah's Eidus. If it's purely the Torah's Nemanus, then the Torah gives that Nemanus both to an Eid Kasher or an Eid Pasuk, because we're not dealing with Torah's Eidus.
My
Eidus
Lisha.
A little bit loud, I'm sorry.
My Eidus Lisha.
Yeah.
A woman is believed, right?
Correct. A woman is believed. Oh, so let me present your kasha in a different form. This is Rabbi Kivega's kasha, and let's see if we can make sense out of Rabbi Kivega. Okay, you're in good standing here. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shavuos on Daf Lamed that Shavuos ha'edus no heges be'anoshim v'lo b'noshim. So that means if I'm Tovea and Isha for Eidus, and she denies that she has Eidus, and I'm Ashbiaha, she doesn't pay a Shavuos Karma.
She doesn't pay a Shavuos.
She doesn't bring a Shavuos Karma.
Okay.
That because if you take the Shavua, and the Tovea could impose the Shavua on you, right, Mashbiari Alecha She Ein Lecha Eidus, and he accepts the Shavua, then he has to, if he admits later on that he had the Eidus, he has to bring a Shavuos Karma. Not so in the case of an Isha. Factor of Kivega, I don't understand. If you turn two dapim in the Gemara to Daf Lamed Beis in Shavuos, the Gemara establishes that the Shavuos Karbon, Shavuos Eidus, in the case of Misa Sabal. which means that if I'm toveya an aid that he has testimony in Mises HaBaal, and he takes the shvua, then if we find out later on that he had the edus, then he has to bring a carbon shvua. If that be the case, since a woman is believed to say meis bailech, right, Mises HaBaal is a woman is believed, so why is it that the Mishnah says that there's no shvus ha'edus by noshim? That's not a fair statement to make. It should be qualified. It should be mamen dvar mur b'shar edus, but b'edus isha there is shvus ha'edus. So Rabbi Kivega says the following. I'll read to you his language. This is in Tosis Mishnayos and Shvus. He says, Afal gav to be alma yesh le'ed kosher toris eid v'misas habal lo tzorich eid kosher elo umdunah bilvad. He calls it an umdunah. Now we were using terminology like rov deis. It's very similar. In Cain he says the following: what's the difference between an isha who testifies meis bailech and a man who testifies meis bailech? If a man is included in shvuas hakarbon, so a woman should also be included in shvuas hakarbon. She's also believed to say meis bailech. He says the following: ho el ksiv legavi shvuas eidus vehu eid. Right, that's the pasuk beginning vayikra hu eid o yoda o ra. Be'inan shehei royal eidus. The afal gav the isha nem menes lomer meis bailech ein ze midin eidus. The Torah believes the Isha who says meis bailech mikach umdina, and that has to do with the sugya in the sixth parak of Yevamos called Isha Daiko Mintzava. You're familiar with that, right? That she relied on this testimony of the Isha that her husband died. She checked it out, and then she got married. So we believe that she is absolutely convinced. That's called kach umdina. Ulefichach ein din shvus eidus noegba. When do we have a din of shvus eidus? That's only in the case of a who eid, and that could apply to an eid kosher. Masha'en kein an eid isha, she's not believed b'toras eidus because she's possibly eidus, but she's believed mikach umdina, and that has to do with daiku minsava. So when the Mishnah says that ein shvus eidus no heges bin noshim, it includes even the case of what? Of meis bailech. And the reason for that is because although a woman is nemes in meis bailech, but it's not midin eidus, says the Reb Kivega, it's not under the pasuk who eid, but rather it's mikach umdina. So now we're ready for your question, Moshe, because it comes out, according to Reb Kivega, that we have a principle even in a davish be'erva of meis bailech, where the Torah relies on umdina. So the nemanis of an isha to say meis bailech jacks us up to the status of an umdina. So why do you tell me then that if an eid kosher, a man, would say meis bailech, then we're going to apply the principle of kol makom shemina toro leidech harei kin shnayim? Let's go over the Ritva one more time. How is the Ritva going to understand this? The Ritva says that the only time you apply the principle of Harein Kishnayim is only when we accept the Eid B'Toras Eidus. Then we apply Harein Kishnayim. Why? Because the Torah, and the Torah should never require Shnei Eidim. Now the Torah says, believe one Eid, but believe in B'Toras Eidus. But now it comes out, according to Rabbi Kivega, that in Mises HaBaal we don't need Eidus. Because an Isha is believed to say Meis Bailech, and it's not B'Toras Eid. Haraya, Rabbi Kivega says, therefore she's not included on the Shvuas HaKarma, because Shvuas HaKarma is only Vahu Eid, and she's not an Eid. So now we're really in a bind. Because according to the Ritva, we're saying that the Torah requires two Eid. And if the Torah says rely on one Eid, then the Torah is accepting that one Eid, B'Toras Eidus. But you see from Rabbi Kivega, that's not true. Because when an Isha is believed to say meis bailech, it's not B'Toras Eidus. That's why she's not included in the parasha of Shavuos HaKarmon. She's only believed, says Rabbi Kivega, B'Toras Nemanus. No, if you don't need anything more than Nemanus in meis bailech, then when an Eid Kosher testifies, then he doesn't have the status of Eidus, he has the status of Nemanus. If he has the status of Nemanis, then Rabbi Kivega says we don't apply the principle called Malkum Shemino Torah Le'Echa. Because according to the Ritva, we only apply called Malkum Shemino Torah Le'Echa when we accept the Torah's Eidus. But we don't need Eidus in Mises Abal. Now again, I never would have had the chutzpah to say we don't need Eidus in Mises Abal. But now according to Rabbi Kivega, I have no choice. Because Rabbi Kivega says the reason why an Ishas believed in Mises Abal is because of Nemanis and not because of Eidus. Hence, she's not included in the Pasha Shavuos HaEidus. So if in the case of Isabal, the Torah says we can rely on Emunah so we don't need Eidus, then even if an Eid Kasher would testify on Isabal, he's not going to be accepted to Torah's Eidus. So why does the Gemara apply the principle of Komak Shemina L'Torah Eidech and Arekan Shnayim in the case of Isabal? When it's not Eidus, it's only Emunah. So I think Bal Korach, we have no choice but to say that there's like a L'chatchila and a B'dievet kind of situation here. L'chatchila, the Torah wants in Dorash of Erva two Eidim. Mamish Eidus. In the case of an Eid Kosher, the Torah is going to say, HaReikan Shnayim. Because he's an Eid Kosher, we can be Makabal the Eid B'Torah's Eidus and then give him the status of two Eidim. In the case of an Eid Apostle, like an Isha, the Torah is going to say, look, we're going to rely on HaBitoris Demonus, but we're not going to be able to give her the status of two Eidim because she's an Eid Apostle. So all we get from the Isha is Nemonus, but that Nemonus is enough, like Rove Deos, to rely on her. So we can be Somech on an Isha in Meis Bailech, Midin Nemonus. But if an Eid Kosher comes in, now we have the luxury, we have the possibility of accepting the Eid Echad B'Torah's Eidus. And therefore, Rehein Kishnayim. In other words, let's go back to the case of Eid Echad Nem Bisur. What's the Ritva going to say about Eid Echad Nem Bisur? The Ritva is going to say that Eid Echad Nem Bisur is B'Torah's Nemanus. Even if he's an Eid Kosher. Why? Because in the case of Misabal, where the Torah wants two Eidim, and in case that he's an Eid Kosher, the Torah allows you to be Makabal the Eid Kosher of the Torah's Eidus. But in the case of Isurim, the Ritva would argue, where the Torah never required Eidus to begin with, then there's no justification to accept the Eid and give him the status of two Eidim. And if we cannot apply the principle of Kolmokr Shemina Tole Rechon Arikan Shnayim to Isurim, even if it's a case of an Eid Kosher. So if we would go to the Ma'arik would argue, well, the Torah says that we believe this Eid, and he's an Eid Kosher, so we can give him the status of a very strong rogue, and we're going to rely on him to such an extent that when the second Eid comes in, the second Eid who says that Lo Shachat Kahogen is not believed because it's Dovah Shel Echad Keneged Shnayim. It's like he's outnumbered. That's Rove Deos. But the Ritva says that we can only say Eid Echad Arayim Kishnayim only in the case we're accepting the Torah's Eidus. And in Isurim we're not going to accept the Torah's Eidus. So all he has is Nemanus. So it's his Nemanus against another Eid. So throw them both out. And Behemah B'chayah B'cheskas Yisro Menus, so the animal is also. In a case of Mises Abal, the Ritva is going to have to say the following. There are two dinim in Eidus of Mises Abal. There's one din of Hareyu Kishnayim, and that would apply if the Eid is an Eid Kosher, as we saw in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeah with regard to Egel Arufa. And then Yachinami, if you Toveya an Eid Kosher for Eidus in Mises Abal, then the Eid is going to be Chayev Shavuos Karban. Says Rav Kivega, why is he Chayev Shavuos Karban? Because we believe in the Torah's Eid, Vahu Eid. But if it's an Eid Apostle, the Torah is going to say, well, we cannot jack up that Eid to the status of two Eidim. And the reason for that is because an Eid Apostle cannot be accepted or received by Beis Din V'Torah's Eidus. Elohim, it's a Din of Nemanus. But if it's a Din of Nemanus, then we cannot, according to the Torah, we cannot apply the principle of Nemanus Kishnayim. And Rebbe Kivega adds, there's no Shavuos HaKorban. Why is it no Shavuos HaKorban? Because we cannot accept the Eid Apostle V'Torah's Eidus.
That's going to be the halacha contra Ritva. If she gets married, one lady said that her husband died, and she gets married, then one aide comes and says he's alive, and she'll have to be Yotza.
That's an excellent question, because if we're saying that in the case of an Eidus Isha, all we have is an Umdana, so now we should, yeah. So again, here you're going to have to say the following, that the Torah gave this power of Umdana based on Daiku Minsub. But now another aid comes in, and it's a Darsha Be'erev, because she wants to now claim that she's an Eishes Ish, right? That this woman is an Eishes Ish. So the Torah didn't give her Ne'emanus on it. So again, even in Hilchas Ne'emanus, the Torah gave Ne'emanus Dafka to Mace Bailey. Now some poskim want to raise the question, who came first? It all depends who came first into Bezin. Now we can only say Harei Kishnayim if the testimony of Meis Bailech was accepted by Bezin first. But let's leave that out, you know, Diet Zor L'Shaif. But if you assume that it's not a question of sequence, who came first, but it's a question of, well, the Torah gave them Manus to say Meis Bailech. Why? Because of Daiku Minsava. So therefore, that Ne'emanus is given as a kind of robe deos only in favor of the one who says Meis Bailech. So that means that if an Isha comes into Bezin and she says Meis Bailech, and this woman gets married, even if someone comes in later and says Lo Meis Bailech, he was with me in Ashkash, and he could, I don't want to say China, but he was with me somewhere, and therefore he didn't die, so we're not going to believe that aid. Because the Torah gave them one stafka to the testimony of Meis Bailech. It doesn't mean that we're makabel the Torah's Avis. So here the Ritva is going to have to make an exception to the rule, and he's going to have to say that the Torah relies on the testimony of Meis Bailech, the Torah's Nemonus. And that Nemonus is upgraded to the status of like to Adam, even though it's not Avis, because we're talking about an aid apostle. And that's what Rabbi Kivega says. Why is it that if you tovea an Isha for Eidus Isha, she's not included in the parasha of Shuas HaKarba? Because the Torah says Vuei, and we can only accept her Torah's Ne'emanus. But the Ne'emanus of an Eid apostle in Misas Habal, when it's linked up with Daiku Mitzvah, is so powerful that the Torah says that's what we're going to believe, and that's called Ne'emanus. But in Isurim, the Ritva is going to say name. The Torah never required Eidus to begin with, and therefore we're purely in the level of Ne'emanus. There's no reason to give more Ne'emanus and more credence to the Shochet than to the Eid Echad, who says that Lo Shochet Kohol.
So you don't really need the Kalab in the end that he becomes like Shnayim.
Here, you're going to need it in the case of, according to the Ritva, let's go with the Ritva. According to the Marik, it has tremendous applications, because the Marik is going to say that whatever the Torah gives credence to someone, then he's like Shnayim. So that if another aid comes in, is aid achabakha shalav klumu, because we gave him the Ne'emanus of Shnayim. You could say it like the Ritva, like the Reb Kivega said, it's Umdana. The Umdana is so heavy in favor of that particular testimony, says the Marik, that when an Eid Echad comes against that Umdan, he's not believed. So therefore, Reik and Shnayim now will apply even in a case of an Eid Apostle, even in a case of Isurim, where we don't require two Eidim. So we combined, as we said before, the Marik with the Raivin. And the reason for that is because the Torah gave them one for that particular testimony. That particular testimony has some sort of extra weight to it, whether it's because of Daiku Minsuba in the case of Isabal, whether it's because of Biyado in the case of Shechita, whatever it might be. And once the Torah gives extra credence, then we have Rov Deus, and we don't believe the second eight. That's the Marik's approach, and the Shulchan Aruch actually verifies that, like the Marik. That's the Taz. But there's a whole other approach. And that approach says the following, that when the Torah requires two Eidim, then we're going to apply the principle of Harek and Shnayim, the Torah's Kabbalah's Eidus. But if that be the case, that has no application to Isurim, and it has no application in the case of an Eid Apostle. However, we have Rabbi Kivega's point, and Rabbi Kivega is saying, well, in Misa Sabal, the Torah relies on an Isha for Misa Sabal. There, for sure, we're not dealing with Eidus. We're only dealing with Ne'emanus. And Harai, the Mishnah says that there's no Shavuos Karban in the case of an Isha, and Rabbi Kivega's Medayik, even in the case of Misa Sabal. So it means that we only accept the Isha and rely on the Torah's Ne'emanus. If that be the case, then we have a serious problem here according to the Ritva, because we were basing the Ritva on the fact that the Torah requires Eidus in Misa Sabal as a Dorash Be'erva, and therefore we're going to jack up the Eid to the level of Kishnayim. But now Rabbi Kivega is telling me that in Misa Sabal I don't need Eidus. haraya and ishes believe, and that's only the Torah's nemanis. It's not under the huay. So memela, we were stuck here with a problem because we were saying, well, if the Torah and misaval relies on nemanus, so then why are you going to apply the principle of komakum shemini Torah edech arekan shnayim in the case of misaval when you're not accepting it the Torah's eva? So now we have to backtrack and we have to say, well, when we could accept the Eid B'Torah's Eidus, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Why? Because the Torah wants Eidus. And then we're going to say, Ein Dvar Shalech B'Okum Shnayim. In the case of an Isha who testifies Nisabal, we're going to have to organize a different set of rules and regulations, and we're going to have to ask, well, where is the Umdana? And if there's a strong Umdana, and this woman went ahead and she got married, and she has a, you know, she has a cheska seishus ish levai la sheni. We're not going to undermine that cheska seishus ish because there was a very strong umdana based on this sabba. There's only one problem with this approach to the Ritva. The Ritva, when he says that we only apply Harekan Shnayim to Erva because the Torah requires two Eidim in Erva, or any other similar case where the Torah requires two Eidim, the Ritva doesn't stipulate that we need an Eid Kasha. You see, the Ravid is saying, well, I'm going to prove to you that Harekan Shnayim has nothing to do with Kabbalah's Eidus B'Torah's Eidus from the fact that even apostles believe. We said that the Ritva would align himself up with the Rambam, who says that Arikan Shnayim only applies to Neid Kosher, because we have to be Makabal Eid B'Torah's Eidus, and that's what the Ritva means, that we only apply Nemekin Shnayim in Erva, because we need two Eidim. The problem is that if you read the Ritva carefully, and the Taz quotes him verbatim, he doesn't add the stipulation, the condition that it has to be an Eid Kosher. You know, it sounds like the Ritva is willing to say Arekan Shnayim even in the case of an Eid Pasul. And that's impossible, because you can't say that Makabal and B'Torah's Eidus, as Rabbi Begin points out, if he's an Eid Pasul. In other words, if you have an Eid Kosher, then you can say, well, an Eid Kosher, we can accept his Eidus as if it were Shnayim. But if it's an Eid Pasul, then all you're going to get is Nemanus, or you get Hochacha. You can call it Rodeos, you know, whatever language you want to use to describe it, but you can't call it Eidus if it's an Eid Pasul. So the Pella here is that the Ritva, when he talks about Harekan Shnayim, he doesn't stipulate that condition that the Eid has to be an Eid Kosher, like the Rambam. So, you know, we made a marriage here between the Ritva and the Rambam, but that's not really fair, because the Rambam says explicitly Harekan Shnayim is only with an Eid Kosher. The Ritva just simply says that in the Dovah Sheberva, where the Torah requires two Eidim, we're going to rely on the Eid as if he were two Eidim, which implies that we're Makabal and B'Torah's Eidus. And yet, the Ritva doesn't qualify that by Medvar Amurim, as the Rambam would qualify, it's only if the Eid is an Eid Kosher. So the implication is that the Ritva would say, Arekan Shnayim, even in the case of an Eid Pasul. And that forces us to rethink the Ritva, that maybe the Ritva really means that since Ein Dovah Sheberva Pokus Mishnayim, that if the Torah relies on one Eid, even if that Eid is an Eid Pasul, you can be Makabal the Eid B'Torah's Eidus. Now how does that work? So I just want to mention, I'm not sure I can answer this question fully, but there is a Tshuva Saran, and the Tshuva Saran says that Eid Echad is believed as Shnayim if the Eid Echad testified in Bezdin. Now Eid Echad Embi Surin is even outside of Bezdin. You know, my wife tells me she's Tahor, I don't have to take it to Bezdin. Or if the Shochet says this is a kosher Shchita, I don't have to schlep him into Bezdin. And the Ran says the following. In the previous Sif, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that an Eid Echad could give it a Masla. So for example, the Shochet put a simon on the behema, and that simon indicates that the behema is trefa. So now we have an admission on the part of the shochet. Kevin she'asa simon b'rosh hakeves is therefore hu treifa. The achakachim omer kosher hoyo, after he put a siman on the head of the animal that is treif. The omar kain, he only said it kideshol yikru oso vishol likach mimenu basa. He wants to buy this meat, so he wanted to push away the other buyers. Kevan shenosan amasalu dvarav nemam. So the Ram says it depends. Will he be Neman with an Amasa, will he not? If he comes into Bezdin and he testifies, then Bezdin will not allow him to give an Amasa. The Shulchan Aruch is not necessarily talking about a case where he came into Bezdin. Let's say he gave Avis, so to speak, outside of Bezdin, because they'd have to be soon as even without a Haggadah with me Bezdin, then he can give an Amasa. But if he came into Bezdin, based on this Tshuva Saran, you would assume that he's not believed with an Amasla, because once he comes into Bezdin, it's a whole different story. It's not Eidecha Neman Bisurin, but rather it's Eidecha Magid Bisurin. And Kevin Shehigin Shuvin Echozer Magid. So in Eidus, there's no such halach as Amasla. If Eidim testify, and then they come in with a whole story about why they said what they said, is Kevin Shehigin Shuvin Echozer Magid. We don't accept that. And the Ran seems to apply that to the case of Eidecha. So the Mechaber says that the Eidechid is believed with an Amasa. The only reason I put the Siman on the Keves is because I wanted to get rid of the buyers. And the Taz quotes the Gemara Ksuba. The Gemara Ksuba says that if a woman says, I'm a Nida, and then she comes back and tells her husband, this is Rav, in the set the Ksuba stuff called basic, and she comes back and says, the only reason I said it is because I wasn't in the mood, if you follow what I mean. So the Rav says she's believed with an Amasa. And Shmuel's not so happy about it. Shmuel vacillates back and forth, and the Gemara says that there was a case that Shmuel had with his own wife, and he didn't want to rely on Rav. So Shmuel apparently holds that Eidecha Nem Bisurin cannot be Chozer Bo, even with an Amasla, or at least according to one side in Shmuel's Sofek. Rav says no, Eidecha is believed with an Amasla. There's no question about it. As long as the Amasla is logical and is convincing, we rely on Amasla. So the Ram makes the following distinction. It depends where the Eid was. Was he inside Bezdin or was he outside Bezdin? If the Eidechid Mem Nisur was outside of Bezdin, then it's only a Taurus Nemanus. If it's a Taurus Nemanus, then you believed with an Amasla. Mashenkin, if he testified in front of a Bezdin, then we Makabali Eid be Taurus Eidus. And if he's not Neman with an Amasla, Kevin Shehigin Shuvin Echozer Magid. So why do I mention this Ram to you? Perhaps this Ran could shed a light on the Ritva. Right, the Ritva is saying that Kol Makom Shemina Torah Leidech Narekan Shnayim only applies when we Makabal in the Torah's Eidus. And yet the Ritva doesn't distinguish between an Eid Kosher and an Eid Pasuk. So for example, in Nisus HaBaal, we're going to apply the principle of Kol Makom Shemina Torah Leidech Narekan Shnayim even in the case of an Isha. Well, she's an Eid Pasuk. How can you jack her up to the level of Eidus? So perhaps you could say, again, I don't know if this is very tenuous, but maybe you could say that the Ritva holds that when an Isha has to testify Meis Bailuch, she has to come into Bezdin, because she needs the wife of this deceased husband needs her Ras Bezdin to allow her to get married. Once she comes into Bezdin, then it's not just Eid Echad Neman, the way Rabbi Kivega says. But again, what I'm telling you now is against Rabbi Kivega, because again, Rabbi Kivega says in an Isha is pure Nemanis, it never gets the status of Eidus. But if the Ritva is saying that we're going to apply the principle called Makom Shenegim Neman Eid Echad Arekin Shnayim even to the case of an Isha who testifies, because again, the Ritva doesn't qualify. It sounds like he's saying even in the case of an Apostle, and yet the Ritva is committed to the position that we only apply Amina Torah Keshnayim in a case where the Torah requires Eidus. That means that we have to be Makabal Eid Echad as two Eidim. And yet he's willing to apply that in the case of an Isha, because again, the Ritva doesn't mention that stuff in the case of an Eid Kosher. So how are you going to be Makabal an Eid Pasul B'Torah's Eidus? How can you make it Eid Echad into Eidus? So I think if the Ran is helpful here, then let's use it. And the Ran is telling me that there's no Amasla in the case of an Eid Echad who testifies in Isurim in front of a Bezdin. Which means that an Eid Echad, although the Isurim, he's believed without Haggadah, but once he comes into Bezdin, it takes on a whole new And it's Noah Masla, Kevin Shehigit. But maybe the Ritva would say that when an Isha's testifying makes Bailer, then since she's testifying in front of Bezdin in order for Bezdin to give her Ras Heter for this woman to get married, then that's the status of that Edus, is that of two Edim. And therefore, Arei Kishnayim, even though it's an Ed Apostle. But Lu Yitzur, you had Edus outside of Bezdin, like in the case of the Shochet that we're dealing with here, the Taz says that the Ritva, for one, would reject the Mechabit. Because we have one aid against another aid, because we're dealing purely with Nemonis. What would be Lu Yitzuyer if this aid Echad, the Shochet, would come to Bezdin and testify? Then it could be that even the Ritva would be molded to the Marik and the Pesach of the Mechaber, that there would be aid Echad Nemonis against two aidin, because we're going to apply the principle of Haggadah, and once we apply the principle of Haggadah, he's Nemonis to Shnei aidin. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out as a possibility. Now, I had another discussion that I wanted to throw out here. Just, are you gentlemen learning? Some of you, I understand, are learning Daf Yomi. Yeah, one or two of you, three of you. So, in the Daf Yomi, you're learning Masechta Brachos. And there's a principle in Masechta Brachos with regard to Pas and Yayin that a person has to make the bracha himself. So for example, if I'm eating a Pas, then I'll make the Amotzi Lech Minoritz on the Pas. And you'll make the bracha of Amotzi Lech Minoritz on the Pas. In Birkas HaMazon, one person can be motzi to the other person, and in the case of Zimun, it seems like one person should make the bracha, at least the Rambam Shita, for the other people in the Zimun. Now, although in Birchas HaNenim, each person will have to make his own bracha, in Birchas HaMitzvah, one person can make the bracha on behalf of someone else. Not only that, we have a principle in Birchas HaMitzvah of Yotzei Motzi, that even if I was Yotze already, I made the bracha, I can still repeat the bracha on your behalf. So the Mechaber here at the beginning of Hilchas Shechita wants to know what happens if the Shochet is a Cheresh Sheyachol, is an Ilem Sheyachol Lishma. In other words, he can hear but he can't speak. So the Mechaber writes, let someone else make the bracha on the Shechita form, because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So in a Birchas HaMitzvah, I can make the bracha on your behalf. So the Taz quotes the Or Zeruah, and the Or Zeruah says no. Either the Shochet makes the bracha, or there's no bracha at all. And the Taz asks on the Or Zeruah, what happened to the principle of Yotze Motzi? I mean, in Birchas HaMitzvah, I can make the bracha on your behalf. So the Taz has a Gevaldik Chiddush. He wants to say that in Birchas HaNenim, the reason why I can't make the bracha for you is because you yourself have no responsibility, meaning you don't have to eat. Ibaylo achil. When do we say Yotze Motzi and I make the bracha on your behalf? We both share the same chiyuv. That's called Kol Yisrael Arezim Zelz. So we have an Arvis and the chiyuv, then I can make the bracha on your behalf because I share the same chiyuv. And even if I was already Yotze the bracha, I could still make the bracha on your behalf because I'm a bar chiyuv as far as that mitzvah is concerned. But in Birchas HaNenim, there's no such thing as a Bar Chiyuva because he didn't even have to eat. So you're about to eat, you're about to make a bracha, you want me to make the bracha on your behalf, I'll tell you why do you have to eat, and why do you have to make the bracha. It's only in mitzvah. So Memela comes along the Taz, and he says that that's the pshat in the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah holds that although I can make the bracha for you in any mitzvah, we're not in Shechita. Why? Because in Shechita there's no Chiyuv. So if you say, well, I need a bracha because I need to shech the animal, I have a right to say to you, well, don't shech the animal. Who asked you to shech the animal? He boil a lachil. You know, again, you might like meat, but who says you have to shech the animal and eat the meat? So this is the Taz's big breakthrough here in the case of Shechita. So the Taz, based on this interpretation of the Or Zeruah, wants to suggest that that's pshat in the Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in Trumas says that if the person is an Ilem Shomea, in other words, he cannot speak, but he can hear, So lo yitro, he shouldn't be mafrish trumas of maisers. Why? Why can't we set it up that somebody else will make the bracha on his behalf? So he wants to say it has the same status as shechita. That in trumas of maisers, you can decide that you're not mafrish trumas of maisers. There's no chiyuv, so there's no arvus, and there's no din of yotzei motzei. I can't make the bracha on your behalf. So the Taz basically comes up with two cases of birchas hamitzvah where we don't apply the principle of yotzei motzei, and I can't make the bracha on your behalf. And the reason for that is that there's no absolute chiyuv, and if there's no chiyuv, we don't share the same chiyuv, and therefore there's no din of yotzei motzei. All right, we'll stop here.
Can you not just be saying
right? But I'm just asking, you know, what's the Ritva? My problem is, what's the Ritva going to do with the Mishnah Shvuot? Because the Mishnah Shvuot says that a woman is excluded from Shvuot Eidim, so maybe the Ritva will come up with another answer to that question.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm just saying, you know, if we're compelled by the logic of the Ritva, that the reason why an Isha is not included in Shavuos Eidus because she doesn't have Eidus, and even in Misa Sabal she doesn't have Eidus, she only has Nemanus or Undana. So what's the Ritva going to say about that? Because it's almost as if the Rav Kivega's logic undermines the whole, right, you know, all the whole deck of cards falls off, because the Ritva is saying, well, in Eidus Isha it's Neman Kishnayim because it's Eidus, but we're seeing from Rabbi Kivega that we don't require Avis in Avis Isha. So what happens over here? So I tried to suggest that maybe if there's an Akasha that we could upgrade his status and be Makabal and Victorious.
All right.
Yeah, can you show it to me inside? The Zamut doesn't have to be now if you're
sure.
In a rush.
It's a very long Chavos Das.